Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am Alex Reavy, your host, along with the Venusian victor herself, Sandy Reavy.
Yay! Score! Win!
It is episode 264, August 14th. Let's get right into it. In the transits, we have Tuesday, August 15th, Sun square Uranus.
Snarled.
Wednesday, August 16th, New Moon in Leo.
Standing in your power.
Wednesday, August 16th, Mars trine Uranus.
Jump a little higher.
And Friday, August 18th, Venus retrograde, heliacal rise.
I can see her now.
Then in talisman times, Sandy has finished up 2, to be noble and courageous and to smile brightly and take my bow. Then upcoming is to release and purify. We have some events and exciting news on the horizon, as well as in our house. Sandy and I are going to retrace the talisman webinar with Ariel, the special event we just concluded. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you, now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars, it's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river, wash yourself clean so you can deliver you.
Hello, Venusian victor.
We accomplished that. Venus, Kazimi the Sun in her retrograde inside job phase.
It was a big event and we are so excited how it turned out, and we'll tell you more about that in our house. Also, I want to go direct to all of you listeners. Thank you so much for sending in your emails, your reviews, wherever you send it. I am always looking for it. So I have one from Susan. She says, Alex and Sandy, what a beautiful Venus star point ceremony you all created for us. Thank you. I was surprisingly awake and alert at this early hour for me. Looking forward to receiving the charm, and I will make sure I join you next year for my Venus star point in Gemini. Woohoo, says Susan.
Yeah, that's where her natal Venus star point is in Gemini. And so that's the next one. And that's in June of 2024. So I'll ask Ariel if she can do this again with us. That'd we'll see. Yeah.
So let's move on and into the transits. We start the week off with Tuesday, August 15th, Sun square Uranus.
Snarled. You know, this is the Sun being very prominent in Leo, its own sign, and really running into a square, into that intersection kind of with a Uranus. So this could be like unexpected situations. So watch getting caught up in other people's snarled wires, or you'll feel some type of tension here. Just realize that, you know, Tuesday the 15th, give a little bit of
breathing room.
breath to the width of your day, and try and be able to be a little bit more flexible going this way, going that way. These are two fixed signs. And so it's like you don't want to change and the situation doesn't want to change. So you're looking at it. So you can get pulled or directed to shift gears. But, you know, don't buck the system today. This is not the time to try and get it your way or the highway.
Right.
You will be shown the highway.
Right. It sounds kind of like a knot. You know, if you start pulling on things, it just gets tighter and tighter and tighter, and it's not easy to undo.
I wonder if they worded that for that purpose. Something knot, K-N-O-T to do.
I don't know. So Wednesday, August 16th, new moon in Leo at 4:38 a.m.
Yeah, this is standing in your power. We got the Sun and the Moon at 23 degrees of Leo. So this is a really kind of, you know, pounding on your chest right near the, you know, the fixed star regulus of being victorious, as long as there's no vengeful revenge. But it's square Uranus, because we just said, you know, the day before it was the square to Uranus. So now the Moon is here. So, you know, we want to invite others in. We don't want to separate. Uranus wants us to, you know, to kind of poke the bear and say, hey, you know, come on in. So invite them, or switch it up and say yes to other people's invitations.
Okay. And same day, Mars trine Uranus.
Jump a little higher. This is Mars, right? Mars is making this really easy, harmonious aspect to Uranus. And Uranus does bring up that stimulation of woo-woo, like raise up the electricity a little bit. So, you know, be able to fly a little more independently today. You know, this is the new moon day. So what action, Mars, can you, express or I don't want to say exaggerate, but I kind of want to use that, like, expedite, that's it, to expedite, like, right? Because that's Uranus turns up the volume a little bit of that Mars action, you know, in a harmonious aspect. So it's Earth. So it's, you know, these two planets like Mars, you know, action.
Right.
Uranus, you know, electricity.
Or even exaggerate a little bit, it sounds like. Because if you're jumping high, and with this transit, it says jump a little higher. It means go a little bit more, exaggerate a little bit more.
Yeah. Like don't go just to your end, you know, maybe on Peloton, I'll do an extra mile and I'll get closer to Athens than when I started at Marathon.
Mm-hmm. And Friday, August 18th ends our astrological week with Venus retrograde heliacal rise.
Really? Venus is still retrograde. She's in Leo and she's separating now from the sun, and we're able to actually view her. She's about 8 degrees away from the sun here, and she's going to start coming up in the morning. So right now she's hidden. That's why we did our ceremony this morning, why we're a little bit tired. But here it's like being bold, expressive, and warrior-like with our love and what we want to assert ourselves to. I know I have a friend who wants to, and I don't know that she knows that this is happening, but she's like, wants to go to this bar/restaurant and sit at the bar and see who she can talk to. So that's kind of one way to put yourself out there, to make yourself, you know, presentable and known for conversation or, you know, camaraderie.
Yeah. And so that's going to be the week up ahead. So
and I wanted to say one other thing.
Okay.
That on that Friday the 18th, we'll start seeing her come up over the horizon about 5:26 a.m. This is Chicago time, so check that out, because the sun's going to come up at 6:06. So we only have a short amount of time, right around that 5:26 to 5:30 to maybe 5:40, that we'll see her in the sky. And then the sun starts to wash out any planets that we can see in the kind of the dawn period. So try and check her out. That'll be her first ability to wave to us that she's okay. She's back.
Right.
She's pure.
Right. Which I'm excited to talk more about the Venus star point that happened today. It was early. So we have some stories about that.
Like tanking right about now.
Right. So let's move into talisman times, where you have finished up two. The first was to be noble and courageous.
My desire for myself is ardent and persistent. This comes naturally as I awake every day upon a new start. I rise and devoutly face my day.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice one. This again is a Leo talisman, because the sun is in Leo, coming up over the horizon, making a really beautiful kind of appearance in its own sign with the moon making a sextile. So I like this one a lot.
And I really like how devout it is. It's really, you know, even with the sun in Leo, which is a little bit more on the self, it could be considered more on the selfish side. It is about just kind of showing up and being devout to that purpose, that desire. Okay. And then the next talisman is made on that same day, August 10th, to smile brightly and take my bow.
I recognize what others see in my well-attuned performance. I am honored to be this for them and they for me. This totally works out.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we've got that Leo talisman. Now it's at the top of the chart. It's up at the midheaven. So this has to do with how you're viewed in the world, your reputation, your career, your life's purpose, how you're recognized. The moon is making some really nice aspect to its ruler. Moon here is in Gemini, and the ruler Mercury is making an aspect here in his own sign. So a lot of knowledge and intellect and having a connection. It's like shared information that's recognized.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Even like a shared experience from mm-hmm. two separate perspectives, mm-hmm. you know, because some of the best performers know what their audience wants, mm-hmm. you know, and wants to even take it further from there, from that point.
Well, it reminds me of, here we go again, Eat, Pray, Love, when her new boyfriend to be is on stage and she's in the audience and, you know, Julia, Elizabeth, is in the audience and she's watching him perform mm-hmm. her written word, and he's doing it better, and she is getting more insight into how he's performing it. Right. That's kind of totally mm-hmm. what it reminds me of. It's like getting information from that different perspective. So good thought on that. A good different perspective.
Right. So the upcoming talisman is Tuesday, August 15th, to release and purify.
Away from me, all of you that linger here. I align to all beautiful energies in place of you. This suits me best. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're doing this is a balsamic moon phase right before the new moon. And so when the moon is in the balsamic phase, we release, we let go. Plus, we've got Venus here in the first house retrograde with the moon. So really good for like, away with you, mm-hmm. all stubborn, stuck, you know, crapolas, whether that's a story, a person, a thing, a behavior.
Right.
Just away with you. Right. Kind of like off with your heads.
Right. Not valued things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. That suits me best. Right?
Yes.
Like as you are the queen or king of your own throne, right? You're asking this old thing to go away. I demand it.
And right. Don't forget the talisman of the month for August is to access truth, that you can find in the link in all the descriptions here on the podcast. So let's move on to the horizon, where we have, I'll give one more mention before I send a big email out for the Bali in a Bottle. These are the little perfume roll-ons that we brought back with us from Bali.
Yeah, we just sold two more.
And they're available now. Anyone listening on the podcast, you have first dibs, and we have limited amounts of these. So if you'd like, go ahead, check it out. It will surprise you how absolutely beautiful this smell is.
It was funny. I have a story about that. So when this was in April of this year, obviously I had just gotten back from Bali with my Bali in a Bottle. Somebody had gifted it to me when I was out there, one of the retreat attendees. Mm-hmm. And I had thrown it in my purse. And it was my mom, when she is just coming out of the hospital. We pick her up at the hospital and she wants to immediately go to a flower garden
center.
Nursery. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so we drive an hour to the place that she wants to go to get her geraniums. And we're driving. We get there and we load all these beautiful things in the car. My sister is driving because it was my sister, myself, and my mom. And I don't know if I was getting some water out, and I see the bottle and I rub it on my arm. And about 20 minutes later, my sister's going, Mom, I did not know geranium smelled like that. This, I can't believe it. I've been smelling this since they've gotten in the car. It's like, you know, they're just really, because we bought like 18 of these massive ones. And it was just so funny. I'm like, oh my gosh, you guys can smell that? No, that's this Bali in a Bottle I just put on.
Nice.
Like, no, geraniums do not smell that way.
Right. But I mean, like the essential oil of geranium is really pretty.
Well, that's a whole nother story.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so, yes, I prefer Bali in a Bottle to the smell of geranium.
Yes. Everybody, to a quick announcement, if you have not listened or watched the August forecast for the astrology forecast, go ahead, head over to our patreon.com community page, where you can have a free trial of the Big Dipper. It's like one of the tiers. It is a great one because you get the cheat sheet, you get the forecast live, and you get to, after the forecast, stick around and ask specific questions to Sandy and Susan directly, even personal ones. So go ahead, click that link in the description and head over to our Patreon page to check all that out. And let's see, what else do I have on my list? We're gonna skip all the way to January 6th to the 13th of 2024. This is going to be starting our push for the 2024 Mexico retreat. So if you are interested, enrollment is open. Yeah. Go head over to the retreat page that is up and updated in the link for you on the website, and also here in the podcast show notes. Also, we have our Bali retreat split into part one and part two. You are more than welcome to stay for both, where you have 30 days in Bali. It does sound, and it is, one of the most amazing places to go. So if you haven't already been on this Bali retreat with us before, highly recommend.
Any retreat that right. you can go on with us, of course.
I think that the Bali one is very different, I would say.
Well, because you have to separate from so much, from your home, your relationship, your responsibilities, your work, your kids, your house, your dog, your bed, all the comforts of your United States beautiful home, to go into new territory all the way on the other side of the world.
And a completely different culture.
That right there is a respite, a true respite. It's not like you can hop on the next flight and get out of there, right? Mm-hmm. It's just so commitment. Happy. Like, it makes you change your perspective.
It does. It's a shift in perspective. It is a shift in, you need to really be appreciative of other cultures in order to, you know, go on any of our retreats, but I think especially for Bali, because once you really integrate yourself and you're able to be there and be present, that's when the healing drops in. That's when these like mystical experiences start coming, and it winds up being this magical land. And you've heard it here before. If you've been listening to our podcast, we have our retreaters come on here sometimes, and that's one very general word that I hear about Bali, is just, it's magical. So anyway, any of our retreats, you are more than welcome to join. Click on those links and get some more information. And if you are interested in joining, or you have more questions, you can receive a free 15-minute reading with Sandy to ask any of those questions and see if this retreat is a right fit for you. That link is in the description as well. So let's move into our house, where we're just chatting about things.
We're in our house. Yeah, we woke up early in our house.
Mightily early.
Well, and you know what? The Venus and the Sun were not waiting for us. Right. We had to awaken, and everybody that was in the ceremony and the Venus Star Point ceremony early this morning at 6:15 a.m. It was funny because I went to a Pink concert last night, and I decided with my friend to take the L down, you know, the elevated platform, public.
The electric train.
The electric chain, which was just something. I mean, I looked, you know, it was just like, no, I really am glad that this, I don't have to use this as my major route of transportation. I mean, I got on and a drunk man falls right down at my feet. Not what I... wasn't my request from Venus. Drunk, he fell off of his chair next to me, or his seat, and fell down right in the middle. And he was smelling like, oh my gosh. And it was just like, yeah, it's a good thing my stop's next. And I woke him up. I had to, because it's like, we're packed. Wow. And so I was there. I was the one closest. So I was like, sir, just numbling. He was homeless, obviously, and drunk. Yeah. So anyway. But I went to Pink, and then it was like getting home, and then waking up early, and Ariel's in Greece. Of course, it's a little easier for her. It was 2:00 in the afternoon. She did a great presentation of big hair Leo.
Right. Yeah. And I thought it was all really interesting. Just the way that you and her kind of came together to create this event was just over and beyond expectations. Everybody received a full report, similar to what we normally do with the Talisman making events.
That
but also
plus
a love letter from Ariel, which was a really cool idea that we came up with while we were concepting the event. And since it was the Venus Star Point, and Ariel is like the discoverer of the Venus Star Point in the patterning, it was so cool just to like to hear her thoughts on your specific chart, right?
Yeah, she is about 6 months out for reading. So it's like we kind of like nudged her and threw this in front of her on her desk, and she was more than welcome to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I both have a very important 19-20 degree Leo something, my rising, your moon. And so that just kind of means that this 20 degree Venus Leo rising or Venus star point, and 20 degrees of Leo was important for us. And we did go out of our comfort zone and ask her, and she was more than welcome to work with us, right? Mm-hmm. And we're becoming some good friends now.
We unveiled the 2024 Greece retreat that you'll be hosting with Ariel in tandem, discussing even in more depth that Venus star point
5-point star configuration.
Immersion.
It's an immersion of looking into who are the people in your world, who are your family members, who are the people you do get along with, or that are that you're fated to be with. That will, you know, fate's not always roses. Sometimes it's thorns.
Challenging.
It's thorns, but it regardless has a purpose when you go through and somebody is on one of your legs to your head, and to identify that. And we've done some of this work before with some people, and it's like, oh my gosh, no wonder. Like, I needed to have that relationship for 20 years because I was supposed to do this with my heart, right?
Right.
You know, there's 7 chakras, right? It's really interesting that the, you know, 1, 2, 3, then you get to the middle, which is the heart, and then you start at the top and you go 1, 2, 3 and fourth. On either you're coming from the top or the bottom is the heart, right? That heart middle chakra. So it's kind of like this was any time that the Venus does go into that heart center from up and down as you're going right smack into the middle of the core, right? And that's what this going into the underworld of this retrograde placement is right now. So
yeah, and it turned out to be a really wonderful webinar. I mean, yes, we are a little bit tired because going by the universal clock means that some routines get a little adjusted sometimes, but it really was great. And even just at the top of the episode where we shouted out Susan, who just said, I was surprisingly awake and alert at this early hour for me, you know. And I think that
she's on the East Coast.
Right.
She did 4:15. So she had to get up earlier than 4:15 to just be present.
The East Coast.
She's on the East Coast. No, she's on the West Coast.
You said East Coast.
I'm sorry. She's on the West Coast.
Yes.
And so she had 2-hour
Yeah, because I was going to say, that would have been 7:15. That would have been easier.
Yeah.
but yeah, it was such a special event. It was great to have Ariel there. If anyone that joined, thank you so much for coming. The people that couldn't make the webinar, the recording is out and ready for you to watch. Learning all the information and stories that Ariel brought to the workshop.
Those that signed up. Yeah.
Yes, those that signed up. And also, soon enough, we will have just, I think, 2 earrings.
Two pair of earrings
available. That's what we had extra time to add to the Talisman offering. Mm-hmm. So those will be up on the website soon. But yeah, that it was a great event, and we're so thankful that we were able to put this all together and really showcase the importance of Venus. So
we celebrated. We went out to breakfast.
We did.
we
enjoyed
it.
it was a great Venus Star Point event. And thank you, everybody, for joining. It's going to be the end of our episode today. So thanks so much for listening in. Remember, give me your feedback. I will answer your questions at alex@intentionbeads.com.
Ding, ding,
so
ding.
Thank you, everybody, and have a wonderful week.
Love everyone.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute, jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.